is the date?
Okay. It should be better, right?
Yeah.
Sure. Otherwise, it will be problem. Okay. So in the afternoon also it will be the same, right? In the afternoon also it will be the same.
Yeah, 1:30.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Can I go back? Can I hear? Okay, so.
Nanti it's soft. Just nanti sorry. It's very soft.
Okay.
Nanti?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I can hear.
You can hear?
Yes, I can hear.
Oh, it's very soft on my side. Mm. Nanti?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, now louder. Yeah.
Okay, this is a no. And not the microphone, this is the last feedback. Okay. Okay, now we will say home to the Buddha by the second and more than that feedback.
Sorry, the sound is still very soft. Maybe Patrick needs to take a look. Because my side, I can't really hear.
Oh, okay, so.
Suddenly it's loud and soft.
What happened?
Yeah.
Oh,
so you
cannot
hear.
哪里都没有变呢。没有变啊? 哎呀，你听不清楚是不是？对，听不到。 啊, 听不到。
清楚，很小声的这个声音。 很奇怪。 Nanti?
Okay. Can you
hear
now?
It's not good.
I heard good. What happened?
Hello? Yes, Nanti?
Okay. Can you hear?
Okay, now it's good. Okay. Now it's good.
Okay. So, this one should be? What? Is it okay now? Okay.
Yeah, it's okay now.
Okay.
Yes.
So now, that yesterday we have already talked about circle, Sujuja, Sujuja, right? Today we have to start.
Suvajata.
Mostly we translate as easy to acknowledge. We also translate sometimes like obedience.
这个呢，苏彻的意思呢是容易柔顺、顺从、听话，或是也可以说是容易受教、容易劝告。
So this doesn't mean you must say yes all the time. If it is useful advice, okay, you must be easy to acknowledge.
他的意思呢，不是说每一次呢，你都要说 yes， 每一次你都说是的，如只是说需要的时候呢，你应当是可以受教的。
So we must listen respectfully. We must also follow the useful advice given by elderly people, teacher, or some wise man.
他的意思呢是说，通常呢我们要听从，就是很尊重的听从其他人的劝告，比方说长者或是有智慧的人，或是我们的导师给我们的劝告，我们都要很尊重的听从。
So we must also respectfully listen and follow the advice given by our friends, family member, or relatives or anybody.
同样的，我们也是当我们的朋友、亲戚、家人，给予我们一些劝告的话呢，我们也是很尊重的听从他们的劝告。
Sometimes the good advice also comes from our children, students, and workers, right? We also have to listen respectfully. We also have to follow their advice if it is useful.
那有时候呢，我们的孩子或是员工等，他们都也是会给予我们一些劝告或是一些建议。那如果是有用的、是有益处的，我们也可以听从。
So as we have supervisor, easy to admonish. We also have supervisor, difficult to admonish.
那我们这里讲到的是容易supervisor 就是容易受教。但是我们也有说是有另外一句呢，就是很难受教。
So there are many, many different types of people. Actually, in Madhvanikaya, Anumana Buddha, the Buddha also explains the nature of disobedient people.
那在中部里面呢，有讲到就是很难受教的人的他们的那个性格或是性质是怎么样子的。
So he has evil desire, then he will be very difficult to admonish.
Sorry, Monday, what desire?
Those who have evil desire.
Evil desire.
Unwholesome desire.He exalts himself and degrades others.
Degrades others. And he praises himself?
Yeah,
he praises himself. Okay, 那第二种呢，就是尤其那些他们就是会提高。提升自己的，称赞自己，但是呢，他们会贬低其他人的人呢，他们也是很难受教。
So this is also very dangerous, right? Then.
就是说这样，
Okay. Now, another.
这样子的人也是很危险。
Another one is like a short temper. Short temper is also very difficult to eliminate.
那脾气不好的人呢，也是很难受教的。
Okay, there are actually many, many things. Okay, now, we would say very simple things because it will be too long. Okay, there are 14 persons, what I mentioned. Okay, 14 types of people, they are very difficult to admonish.
那就是说呢，有14种人他们是很难受教的。
It will be too long, right? Then, okay, if we summarize,One who has a very strong wrong view, very strong mana, pride, very strong greed, very strong hatred, cannot be obedient type.
那尊者说呢，有14种人是很难受教的，如果他讲完的话就会很多。那主要的呢是这几种，如果一个人他有很强的邪见，或者很强的慢心，很强的贪心，很强的嗔心， 这类人呢都是很难受教的。
So that means when Buddha met that kind of people, what to do? They have also some question by one horse trainer at the time of the Buddha. His name is Gacy.
在佛陀的时候呢 有一个他是训练马的人，他的名叫 KC。 那时候佛陀是以他为例子来解释如何训练这些难受教的人。
So he asked and never said, how many ways do you train a disciple? Using how many ways do you train your disciple?And what I put on that question. How many ways do you use? How many methods do you use to train others?
那时 Casey 他就问了佛陀，佛陀尊者，请问你用多少种方法来训练你的弟子？那佛陀就问回他，那你用多少种方法来训练你的马
？Then Casey replied, "Whatever I use."So, I use three ways. The first one is, I teach them a little softly. That means I just speak softly, train normally. That's the first method.
那他回答佛陀说，尊者，我用三种方式来训练马。第一种方法呢，是我以柔和的方式，就是我言语很柔和，然后来训练他们。
So that means,She will not beat in this stage. Right? So, second method, I will use a gross way, then I will beat the hawk.
那第二种方法呢，他会用比较粗的行为，就是他会打他的马。
Then, if I cannot train, then I will do two ways. I will speak softly, then I will beat them.
那如果说他还是没有办法训练这样子训练他们呢，他会用第三种方法。那第三种方法就第包括就是他首先他会说柔和，用柔和的语言，但是呢他也会鞭打他们。
Then the Buddha would come up question, if you know, if you are not successful in training, although you train them in three ways, how will you do? What do you do?Then the horse trainer replied, Venerata, if I'm going to train in these three ways, I will keep that horse.
那佛陀再问他，那如果说你用了这三种方法还是不能成功的训练他们，你会怎么做呢？那其实他的回答就是说，尊者，如果我不能训练他们，我就把那马杀掉。
So there are many ways of training. So what are theAnswer the same. First, I will teach my disciple soft way. I want to teach my disciple the soft way, clever way. That means, just do this. You will get that kind of benefits. Showing the benefit of good things.
那就是，佛陀说呢，有很多训练的方法。那佛陀说我首先呢，我用第一个方法就是。我会用很柔和很聪明的方式来教导他们，那如果他们这样子，他们就可以得到那个利益。
Sometimes the young disciples, when I teach like that, oh, this is good, you have to use it, when you do this kind of thing, there will be great benefits in the future or in this very life. But they will follow my instruction, they can improve.
啊，尊者说呢，有时他也是这样子教导他的弟子。那如果他跟他弟子说啊，这东西，如果你这样子做的话呢，是很好的，在这一生或者在未来呢，你都可以得到他的利益。那他们就会跟从尊者的教法。
There are some disciples, although the Buddha explain or show the right way, the right path, and they consider the right path, they are not very obedient.That's what I will teach another way. that it is showing the wrong path and that is the danger of wrong path.
那真还有呢，还有其他的有一些弟子呢，就算佛陀跟他们解释说啊，这是正确的方式，这是正道，但是呢，他们都不听从佛陀的教法。那个时候呢，佛陀就会跟他们说呢，这个是不对的方式，这个不是正道。然后佛陀会解释啊，你如果你走这个方式的话呢，它的危险是什么？佛陀会这样子教他们。
The one that played this is a wrong speech. This is a wrong action. This is a wrong thought. If you do it, you will be harmful in the future, in near future or in very long term future.
那有时候呢，佛陀会跟他们说啊，这样的语言、这样子的行为或是这样的思维呢，都是恶的，都是不好的。如果你这样子做的话呢，在今世、在现在到未来呢，你都会受他的果报，你会得到不好的果报。佛陀会这样子告诉他们。
There are some people after listening or hearing the danger, they were scared and they were avoiding.
那有一些人呢，当他们听到说哦，这是危险的，这是不好的，他们会害怕，那他们就不做了。
So sometimes the word I use, showing the wrong path and the danger of the wrong path.
所以呢，佛陀呢有时候就是这样子教导，他会告诉你这是不对的，这是不正确的途径，这个方法，然后他还告诉你他的危险。
So the fact that you can also imagine, right? Showing both good and bad.
那就是说，就佛陀会让你知道好跟不好的方式。
So there are some disciples, although the Buddha say the Buddha show only good things or right path, they are not ready. Although the Buddha show wrong path, not ready. So Buddha have to show both of them. This is the right path. If you do this, that will happen. This is the wrong path. If you do this, that will happen.
那就有些弟子呢，有时佛陀会告诉他们哦，这是正道，这是对的啊。那这个是不对的，这个是不对的方式。那佛陀应该这样子讲。那如果佛陀会跟他们说这是对的，如果你这样子做，就会这样的结果；这是不对的，你就会这样的结果。那有时佛陀会用两种方法来教导他们。
So then you have already known, right?What are the three ways to train a disciple? Then the first trainer, KC, asked the Buddha, Panagata, if you are a disciple, they can follow you, although you train in three ways, what will you do?
那佛陀呢，他也是用这三种方法来训练他的弟子。那时候呢，那个 KC 他就问了佛陀，尊者，那你用了这三种方法来训练你的弟子，如果还是不行，还是不成功，你会怎么做？
Then how do you answer? How would you? Okay. So what are they that kill like this? I will kill them. Yeah, killing doesn't mean depriving the life. It just means I will stop teaching them.
那佛陀也是一样，他的回答说我会杀了他们。那他的这里的杀的意思呢，不是把他们真的就是取了他们的生命，他的意思呢就是说他会停止教导这样子的弟子。
So you have already known that, for example, the Nanava Devadatta. Although the Buddha trying to help, he is not ready to accept. Even though they send to the Buddha.
大家应该知道提婆达多，那时候呢，佛陀也是尽量要帮助他，但是呢，他还没有准备好接受佛陀的教导。他没有听从佛陀的教导。
And you also know Buddha close friend. When the Buddha renounced the world, one of the minister, his friend, Channa, also followed him, right? He was also very arrogant.Also, we can say, under this one. Too much Brahma Vajna. Too much Brahma. Arabian, right? Arabian. time, so he will not listen. The Buddha.
还有呢，你们也知道佛陀的一位好朋友，他也是佛陀的一部长嘛。那时候佛陀出家的时候，他也跟随着佛陀，他叫做参那。他呢，他的性格也是非常骄傲的，所以呢，佛陀教导他，他也不听。
There are many of friends. They also trying to admonish him. Chana, don't say like this. Don't do like this. But he will not listen.
那也有很多朋友呢，也是给这个Chana很多教诫，不要跟他说，你不要这样子说，你不要这样子做。但是呢，Chana也是不听从别人的教导。
So then, his time comes. He go out to the Bodhisattva. Then what are renowned also here to follow. He was proud of that kind of thing. I am a special person with my master. Right? This is my Buddha, not your Buddha. Do you think you should sit here or I sit with you? So he has that kind of mind, that kind of mana.
因为呢，他川南他是跟佛陀一起长大的，然后呢，他也跟佛陀一起来出家，所以呢，他觉得他跟佛陀是有特别的关系。那他觉得这个是我的主人，但如果有人要劝告他的话呢，他就说他是我的佛陀，他不是你们的佛陀，那你不用来教我，应该是我来教你。他有这种慢心。
Hello, the Buddha. Hold the Buddha like time, actually. He was ordained and as a Tathagata. Buddha life, he was ordained. But, and the Buddha Srinivana, he see ordinary people, Uttujana. He cannot change anything.
那他是在佛陀第一个圆安居的时候出家的，可是到了佛陀般涅槃的时候呢，他还是一个凡人，他没有证得任何的成就。
Then you can know easily, the Buddha gave up already. The Buddha knew that he will not take anything as long as he has taken to the Buddha. But when the Buddha enters the Nirvana, then Buddha also asked another Ananda.When in the Nirvana, just do special punishment for China.
Now, 佛陀已经知道了，就是说，然后佛陀对他呢，佛陀也是放弃了，没有再教导他。在佛陀要证悟之前呢，他是不会听从佛陀任何教导的。那在佛陀要般涅槃之前呢，佛陀交代了这个安难尊者说，在他般涅槃过后呢，他要给这个川南一个特别的教训。
So, when we are in the Nirvana, when the Ananda reveal all the things Buddha asked him to do, what they have to do, Brahma Chanda. Brahma Chanda means nobody must talk with Chanda. All the Chanda talk with Chanda, that's what goes on. Then,Narayananda informed all the members. Now Buddha has special punishment. Buddha asked him to do special punishment for China. So this is the time to do it. Nobody must sit or talk to China. Then he stopped speaking. He approached many, many, many Mahatheras. Nobody talked to them. And he realized.His arrogance is very, very dangerous for him. So finally, he was very humble, he meditates, then many other value also have him, and he put him on the street.
那个时候佛陀般涅槃过后呢，安难尊者就跟僧团宣布说，佛陀有交代他一定要给这个参那一个特别的教训。那教训就是呢，那个时候呢，没有人可以跟川南讲话。那川南呢，他也有跟很多同修们去找了很多的大长老跟他们说话，但是没有人理他，没有人跟他说话。那在那个时候呢，他就明白了自己是很骄傲的。那他也看到这个他的这个慢心呢，对他是非常危险的。 那时候他就变得很谦虚，开始禅修，很多同修们、很多长老都帮助他，那过了一阵子，他就成就了这个阿罗汉道果。
So, very clear one is Rahula. You, everybody know Rahula, right? Surasan. So he was very obedient.
Now,
we have Padmakarus. Padmakarus means they who are not long to sleep for the Samira or Devata under the same roof more than 3 days or 3 nights. What are they on that kind of rules? In the very beginning, what are the limits, the day or night? He just says, they put are not allowed to speak to whatever lay bhajan or samira under the same roof or the same wall.
Now, in the Bhikkhu-men's Padmakarus 戒里面呢, 有说到说，就是说 比丘呢，他们不可以跟沙弥或是在家人同一个屋檐下过三个晚上。 那之前呢，佛陀是没有限定说三个晚上，就是说他们不能跟沙弥跟在家人呢在住在同一个屋檐下。
Then you have already know the samira, right? Rahula. After laying on the roof, they put their mats at hand. So she just sang one night under the Buddha's palms. Now here's the samira, Buddha sang back. Nobody sat in. To sleep under the same roof that I here to spend one night, Buddha's toilet. You can imagine?
<笑>那时候呢，然后呢，他是沙弥。那时候呢，没有比丘要愿意接受他，就是说，那时候他因为这个戒的关系呢，就算他是佛陀的儿子，也没有人接受他让他同住，所以他就在佛陀的厕所里面住了一个晚上。
So the next day morning, there was a group inside the toilet. Asked if there anybody inside. Then say, you're blind. Yes, Vinayasa. Who are you? I'm Rahula. Then open the door and Buddha realized, oh, he's so short. So he laid on, he changed the rules. Maybe it's a long event, two or three nights to the Rahula Samira. Then no more than that.
那在隔天早上呢，佛陀他要进去厕所的时候呢，他就敲门，他就问了，有没有人在里面？那时候呢，拉胡拉回答说有的，尊者。那佛陀就看到拉胡拉他的儿子在那个厕所里面。那时候呢，佛陀他就改了这个戒律，就是说他允许以后呢，就是比丘呢可以跟沙弥同住在一个屋檐下两到三晚，但是不能超过三个晚上。
I mean, the message is, if song is very easy to diminish to all the wise men, good men, or all the teachers, such as good teachers, were diminished, if it's not very obedient, sure, nobody wants to teach.
那这里要说的呢，主要重点就是说，如果一个人他是很容易受教的话呢，那所有的善知识、有智慧的人、导师们都很容易教导他。 但是如果一个人呢，他是不听话的，他很难受教，那就没有人愿意教导他了。
So clearly, now having been more than 10 years, I also realize. Then we will ask two questions. How? Why? These two questions, right? Sometimes these two are very difficult to answer. Okay.
那尊者说呢，他已经教导了超过10年。他说每个人都喜欢问两个问题，为什么？如何？ 这样子，所以就是说这两个问题是很难回答。
For example, can you focus on the nature of God? How is the nature of God?
那尊者说，比方说，他说，你们请你，就是说，请你专注在你的入出期，自然的入出期，然后他就会问，如何，怎么是入出期，什么是自然的入出期？
So when I say, don't follow inside your body, don't follow outside your body, you ask why.
那当尊者说不要跟着你的习进入身体，不要跟着你的习出你的身体，学生就会问为什么。
So if they do, it is very clear that before doing it, they put many questions. So then sometimes it's clear already, no need this kind of question. So what is that your way? So what are they going to do? No need one or half. It's very clear.
那尊者说，如果他们做的话呢？如果他们跟着他指示去做，是很清楚的。但是呢，在他们还没做之前，他们通常都喜欢问的问题：如何、为什么？其实是不用问如何或是为什么的。
So anyway, sometimes we have to answer a few questions. It takes very long time to this. But anyway, so now analyzing is good. But sometimes if we have too much analyzing, we have more doubts.It takes very long time to improve.
尊者说呢，如果说一个人学生们呢问了很多没有必要的问题的话呢，他就要花很长的时间去教导他们。然后他说呢，如果你去分析的话是好，但是如果太多的分析的话，会造成呢学生有很多疑。那你如果有很多疑的话，他们就要需要很长的时间才能够进步。
Yeah, we could have two words, right? Easy to accept, or easy to listen, or easy to acknowledge. So when we are that kind of person, we are closer and closer to Nirvana.
那在这里呢，佛陀教的数字就是数车。数车的意思呢，就是很顺从、很听话、很容易受教。那如果你是这样子的人呢，你是越来越靠近涅槃的。
Yeah, okay, we'll then move to the next one, right?Sabo Udhuja, Sabo Udhuja, Sabo Udhujata, Mudhuna. Mudhuna, soft or flexible.
那第五个数字是 Mudhu, 那意思就是很柔和。
So to improve ourselves, we must be flexible. Especially when we have proper instructions or proper training,How much is flexible?
如果呢，如果我们是如果我们要进步的话呢，我们的心呢一定要柔和，要灵活。尤其是当我们当导师给我们很正确的教导或者训练的时候呢，我们的心一定要很灵活、很柔和的。
So, for example, there are.Many ways to improve our concentration, for example. And we're going to find in many, many texts that when we talk about how to improve according to the text, so our mind should be flexible. If we put many questions, and they like, how or why too much, just take time, maybe long time, and there's not enough improvement.
那尊者说呢，比方说，要培育定，要成就定，我们有很多方法可以提升定的。比方说在，经典里面，在课本里可以学到，可以有教导如何培育，可以就是增强你的定。那有时候呢，尊者们他们是跟着这个课本来教导，但是如果有学生他有问了很多没有必要的问题，问为什么、如何。那他们问了这么多的问题的话呢，他们就会花更多的时间，才能够进步。
So, for example, we got talking about today, right? See what's going on, right? For example, like I would say, don't fall inside your body, outside your body, whatever. He asked why. I have to answer, right? So that means, what kind of training the one? I have to explain side effects.Of following his mentality. This is a second level training, not really top training, right? So, side effects are not really good, this is not the same thing to say. This is negative. Anyway, so that means, flexible means if we teach properly, not to be flexible. Okay?
那刚才尊者有讲到，就是上一个数字就是所求的意思，随着意受教嘛。那有时候他刚才他解释的时候，他也给一个例子说，跟学生说你不要跟着你的习进去身体，跟着习出去身体。那如果学生问为什么， 为什么的时候呢，老师呢他就要回答，那当他回答的时候他就一定要解释说，哦，如果你跟着骑竞技身体的话呢，他可能有一些副作用。但是呢就是说如果他要解释这个副作用的话，对老师来说这是不是很好，如果这不是很好，如果不要说的话会比较好，因为他是比较负面的解释。那如果说尊者他的教导是很正确的的话，学生如果他是很灵活，他是很柔和的话会比较好，他真的就不需要解释这么多为什么。
So to be flexible all the time, so this is another question, right? To be flexible, actually in this proper instruction we should be flexible. It's improper because of following the instruction we have to break many rules and regulations, or our concentration will decline, sure, we should not be flexible in this case.
所以呢尊者说，如果说老师给的指示呢是正确的，那我们就一定要经常我们都应该要比较灵活去跟随尊者的教导。但是呢如果说他给的指示不是正确的，不对的，那比方说他叫你要这个破这个规矩啦，或是他讲的东西呢会造成你的定力减退的话，那你就不需要灵活。
Then we have similar thing again. In the very spiritual, right? The mood is nothing money, very similar. Nothing money also, not very proud or no arrogance. You can say very humble. Okay.
那同样的一组，刚才他就讲的书学就是顺从易受教，还有母主就是要柔和要灵活。那接下来呢这个阿纳蒂玛尼这个数字呢，它意思是不骄慢不傲慢，或是也可以说是谦虚。
So this is like too proud of his own ability, sure, very difficult to teach. That it should be humble. If we are humble, then we can absorb teaching easily.
那如果一个人呢，一个学生，他对于他自己的能力，他感到很骄傲的话呢，他是很难教的啊。所以呢，他是很难教导的。
Everyone know Venerable Sariputta, right?
每一个人，大家都知道谁是舍利弗尊者，对吗
？I'm speaking about how kind of he is.
尊者要解释他是多么的这个谦虚。
So in the Tikya rules, when we wear the robe, actually we must wear neatly all around. So, you need one type of long, one type of short, if not long enough. It should be all around kind of.
在比丘的戒律呢，释迦的戒律里面呢，他们穿袈裟的时候呢，要穿得很整齐，不能够说一边长一边短，他们一定要就是把那个袈裟包好来。
So one day, Sarva Sariputta wear lower robe, but not according to the rule and regulation.
那有一天呢，舍利弗尊者当他穿他的下裙的时候呢，他没有。根据那个正确的方式或是戒律来穿好他的那个下裙。
His small disciple, 7 years old Samyada, seeing it, Ramanasiddhita, Mandika, Yahweh is not going to take care of the people that have raised their robe. Then, Ramanasiddhita, immediately, he raised his robe, lower robe again,And he asked Samyada, now is it okay? Then, when he said yes, continue their journey.
那时候呢，有一位就舍利弗尊者他的弟子，他一位小沙弥，他看到了，然后呢，他就交接了舍利弗尊者，他提醒他说，他的袈裟没有穿的方式是不正确的。那听到这个时候呢，舍利弗尊者马上就重新的整理他的袈裟，然后他也很恭敬的问沙弥说：“我这样子穿是正确的吗？”就是这样。
So that means when someone says flexible, it is accept proper guidance or proper advice.
这 尊者说呢，当一个人他很灵活，他很柔和的时候呢，他是很容易接受别人的正确的，就是劝告或是教导。
Yeah, we have one simile, like a mana, you know. Mana is like a snake swallowing up like an iron bar, you know. Iron bar is a snake, right? The snake will swallow iron bar, it cannot go anywhere anymore. But once they want to make go, so if they are going to trade, they cannot move very quickly. In order to move, they have to say that they are very, very quickly. That's why if we have very strong mana, it's like a snake swallowing up iron bar.
Sorry, Sandy. I can't really hear clearly.
Okay, so if we are too proud, very strong mana, right?
Yes.
We are like a swallowing iron bar. Like, isn't it? Swallowing iron bar.
Iron bar, a swallow.
Swallow iron bar, right? So when snake is running, they must run, shaking their body, right? But because of iron bar, cannot move very quickly.
Okay. Yeah, 就是要给一个就是这个慢性的，他要给一个例子，就是说如果是有一条蛇呢，他吞了一只铁棒的话，这种状况就是他吞了这个铁棒的话呢，他就不能动了，因为蛇本来他动的时候，他身体是会摇动的嘛，可是因为他吞了这个铁棒，他就不能摇动了，所以这个例子呢，就等同于就是这个我慢的例子。
So.That is a very simple, right? Very simple example, right? Very effective also. Because actually, then if we think that we know many things or we have learned a lot of things, we cannot do anymore. We will stop there.
真的说呢，这个例子是非常简单，但是它也是很有效的。那如果呢，我们觉得我们知道很多东西，我们有很多东西的话，那我们是很难进步的。
So when I finish school.Then my Vita also gets one aura. The body Vita also gets aura. So then if I finish Samadhiya, I become Vita automatically. We don't need any other approval or any other thing. Because the certificate already approved. I'm a Vita.
那尊者说呢，当他在毕业的时候，他的导师就给他一个交接。因为当他毕业的时候呢，其实他是已经是法师了，自然他已经是法师，他不需要得到其他任何人的同意，他就已经是法师，他能够教导了。
So he says, as long as you don't think you are a teacher, you can improve. As long as you think that you are a teacher, you cannot improve anymore.
那尊者的导师跟他说呢，只要你不认为你自己是老师的话呢，你就会进步。只要你认为你是一个老师的话呢，你就不会再进步了。
那第二个是 ，moreover， 就是 become rubbish。
还有呢，他说你会变成垃圾。
Now you have admitted it. Now I think I am a teacher, but I become useless.
那尊者的老师说呢，我现在我觉得我是一个老师，所以我觉得我是没有用的人。
Isn't that like he was around 35 or something like that? So he thinks he is a teacher, no more learning, then he says he is now useless.
那他说他的老师那时候已经大概是55岁了。那他说，因为他认为他是一个老师，所以呢，他觉得他已经是没有用了，因为他没有再继续的学习了。
Okay, so if we summarize.In the first stanza, Karaniya, Matapotena, the origin, right? Karaniya, Matapotena, Yanda, Sandam, Badam, Samaja, Shako, Pujuja, Sujuja, Mogu, Nati, Mani. One of the first stanza, okay, more than two dhammas, right? Okay, we will move to the next stanza now.
那尊者说呢，他已经教导大家，就是前面的两个偈颂了。那两个偈颂他用了两个开始来讲完，那现在他要教下一个偈颂。
Okay, now again, Sandhukoja, Subharoja, Abhagyoja, Sanahuka, Uti. Sanirioja, Nipokoja, Abhagabo, Uliswa, Nanurido. This is the next sentence.
下一个寄送呢，它是讲是知足益富抚养少事物，生活简朴，诸灯寂静闲宁，不无礼仪，不贪着居家。
So now we're going to talk about Sandhuta Goja. Sandhuta means contentment.
在这里呢，加一个数字呢，第七个是Sandhuta，就是知足的意思。
So there are three types of contentment. The first one is called Yatta Labha Sandhuta. Contentment with whatever foods, dwellingRow or medicine we get.
那在这里呢，有知足呢，可以分成三种，三种。那第一种呢，就是那对自己所拥有的四之具呢，比如食物、衣物、坐卧处还有药物，感到知足的人。
We also have a improvise. A part in the hand is a wolf.Of two parts in the bush, right? We have that kind of proverb. In this proverb, a part in our hand is both of two parts on the bush. In the racial line, sing up, say, do we have? Have you ever done the one?
Yeah.
10 or 2? 2, I think, right? Anyway, so now.
我们要得到很多很多的东西的话呢，它其实会浪费我们很多的精力。
So, as only person, we don't have choice. As devotee of our level itself, that when we go for Vinayapada, we will not expect anything. Okay.
那对于出家众的话呢，我们是没有选择的。当布施者呢，他们布施的时候呢，出家众都要接受。
Only body must get experience that kind of thing, right? You will not experience that kind of
thing. 那就是说呢，只有出家众呢会有这样的经验呢，在家中呢，你们是不会有这种经验的。
Among the ordained person also, those who are who ordained in power joy and those who ordained in other modes will be different.
那就是说呢，在很多的出家众中呢，在帕奥出家的出家众跟在其他的寺院出家的出家人是不一样的。
So similarly, living in Pao Daya and living in Bali Su will be different also.
同样的，住在帕奥禅林呢，跟住在外面的其他的这些佛学院呢是不一样的。
So that means in Bali Su, most of the Bali Su.All the bhikkhus have to go for Vedapada. Not inside the monastery, go outside, house to house. Then, sometimes they have enough food, sometimes they don't have enough food. But why does it happen? Accept it. This is all in life.
就是说呢，在他们在巴黎学校的时候呢，所有的比丘都需要必须出去托钵，不是在寺院里面用餐。那有时候他们都要从一户人家到一户人家这样子去托钵，有时候呢托钵的时候足够，有时不足够。那这是我们出家生命的就是这样子的。
So that means if we have continence with whatever thing we get, we are very easy to survive. We are not that much busy. If we have good foods or something like that, sure, we have to be busy cooking, going to the market, and very busy, right? Okay.
就是说呢，如果我们对于我们所拥有的有满足，可以感到满足的话呢，那我们就很容易的生活，很容易生存，我们不会很繁忙。比方说，如果你要吃好的食物，你还要去市场买菜，然后你要忙着煮饭。
Similarly, rope, huh? Cloth. Everybody of us accept it. If we have a vision, how to get this kind of quality, that kind of quality, it may might help us.
那同样的，比方说加发的话，如果是如果是布施者信徒他们供养的话，我们出家众就接受。但是如果你心里也期望哦，我要这样的数字，我要这样子的话，那你的心就会很累。
Contentment with whatever relatives we can use.
那第二种知足呢，就是对现在能用的资具感到知足的人。
So when we have any properties that we cannot use, we still keep them. But like a food, for example, right? If we keep food very long time, sure, it will eat bad. Although not very good smell, although nobody can use.
那我们有很多，我们有很多东西是不能用的。比方说食物的话，如果食物我们把食物收藏了很长的时间呢，它会过期，或是它的味道会变，或是不好吃。那我们如果丢掉了的话，它就是算是浪费了。
Then we also have like rope, for example, many extra rope we cannot use.Then, if we keep very long time, if the other thing is the cold quality, then, especially in hot weather like in Myanmar, that's back from the plastic bag or something like that, very long time, on the body plan, it came naturally, later if we touch, tear or whatever, right? On the body plan.
Deteriorate.
And see? Deteriorate. Deteriorate, okay. So that means, it's fine naturally.That when we but I don't keep many extra things.
那比方说袈裟的话，一样的。如果出家人他收了很多套袈裟的话，然后他把袈裟收藏了一段很长的时间，慢慢的那个布质，它的那个布的数字也会降低。因为好像在缅甸的话，天气很热，然后如果说把那个袈裟放在塑胶袋里面，过了一段时间呢，它自然。那个袈裟它会就是它会破掉，如果你碰它的时候它会破掉。
So, especially for lay devotees, the lay people, right? We have many, many clothes, right? Long time we don't wear. But for people it's okay, because we wear all the clothes we have. If we don't wear, we just sit in our monastery.
那真的说呢，比方说你们在家中呢，一定是有很多很多衣服。那你们有很多衣服也是很长时间都没有穿的。那跟出家众就不一样，出家众我们有多少袈裟，我们也只是穿我们所有的袈裟而已。
Okay, now the next one. Yatha sarupa sandosa. Contentment with suitable foods, suitable clothes, suitable medicine, suitable residence, according to our body strength.And our health.
那第三种知足呢，就是根据我们自己身体的体力，我们的健康，我们满足于适合我们自己的东西，比如我们的袈裟，我们的药食物等。
So that means when we go for Veda Bhata, we don't have any food. Some of the food are suitable for us, according to our health condition. Some of the food are not suitable. Then we will adopt it as suitable foods. We will accept only suitable foods.
那比方说呢，出家人去村里托钵的时候呢，他会拿到很多食物回来。那有些食物呢是适合你的，有些食物是不适合的。那我们就会选择那些适合我们的来吃，那不适合的就不吃。
So if we choose clothes, also it should be the same. For example, in the winter we should have very thick clothes, right? In summer we have thinner clothes.When
you choose by yourself. 那比方说袈裟的话也是一样，比方在冬天的时候呢，我们会选择比较厚的袈裟，在天气热的时候会选择比较薄的袈裟，那就根据我们的需要我们来做选择。
So actually I have very thin clothes. It's really important. I came to US, I cannot wear because very cool.
比方说孙子他的袈裟是很薄的那个棉布 但是他现在来美国呢，他就不能带那一套袈裟了， 因为美国很冷。
So Moki can wear three sarero, and now here can you have two sarero?
那孙子说他一般上他只是穿三衣， 可是他来美国的时候他需要带三套袈裟。
So that means we have to choose. For example, there are some very weak bhikkhus. If they wear very heavy cloth, they're going to wear, right? So if somebody offer very light cloth, then it will be proper for them.
比方说，所以呢，我们出家众也要做选择。比方说，如果一个比丘他身体很弱的话，那如果他穿很重的袈裟的话，那就很难。那如果有信徒呢，他供养这个比丘很轻的布料的话，那就很适合他。
So if we summarize, we have to question first what about them we catch, what about them we can use, or only three about them. What's the other thing? That is called contentment.
那孙子说，他就总结了，OK，对于我们所拥有的，或是我们能用到的，或是适合我们的东西呢，我们都应该感到满足。
Okay, now this is a three question, right? Although we have contentment, sometimes devotee will offer very poor quality, then how should we behave? Should we show our emotion or just calm down our mind?
那虽然呢，我们是有这个，我们会满足于现状，但是如果说有时候呢，信徒他们供养我们的秩序呢是素质是很差的，那个时候我们应该要显露我们的那种。 心情吗？我们的那种，我们的心情吗？
So when we are ordained, we have one arrangement. This is according to the Pali text. Then ordained, when you were to eat spicy foods, you will get sweet foods. If you were to eat sweet foods, you will get spicy foods. Right?
那就是说，当我们在出家的时候，他们都是会得到一个交界，就是说，在出家的生命里面，如果你想要吃辣的食物，你辣的食物呢，通常你都会拿到甜的食物；当你想吃甜的时候呢，你都会拿到辣的食物。
So it's not our property, it's devotee's property. They can learn whatever they like.
所以呢，可以说是这不是我们的。 我们的就是我们的东西，这是信徒的东西，然后根据信徒的喜欢，他们会给我们做安排。
Then sometimes there are some devotees, they don't have very strong faith, then they offer carelessly or disrespectfully. Whatever they happen to them, we must ignore their condition. We have to accept them as usual.
就是说，有时候呢，有些信徒他们没有很强的信心，那当他们做供养的时候呢，他们也没有，也不是很尊重出家众。但是呢，作为出家人呢，我们只能这样子，我们就是只是接很普通的、一般的这样子接受，很自然接受他们的供养。
Especially young people have to suffer more. When you grow older and older, then you got no problem.
尤其是刚刚出家的比丘们就会有这样子的问题，那当你出家久了，那这个就不是一个问题。So
here, only we see three contentments. There are many other things. Whether they offer good or bad, don't show emotion. If we show dislike or some bad behavior, then we know contentments.
刚才孙子也讲过三种知足，那不管呢是信徒供养的是好的或是不好的呢，比丘们都不应该就是显露他们自己的这个情绪。 如果他们有情绪的话呢，就表示说他们也有知足。
So when they offer very good quality also, don't be happy too much. That means this is not good enough.
那东信徒供养好的东西呢，好的数字的东西的话呢，也不要太过开心，因为如果太过开心的话，也表示说你没有知足。
Then similarly, there are some devotees they may offer respectfully, don't be happy too much.
那有时候呢，布施者呢，他们也会很尊重的，他们做供养的时候也会以很尊重的方式供养。那时候也不要太开心，因为太开心也表示说你没有知足。
So when they offer just as a free also, don't feel unpleasant or uneasy.
那同样的，当他们供养的时候，以不尊重的方式供养的话呢，也不要觉得不舒服。
So that means.Although we say contentment very simply, our behavior must be good behavior. That means good contented mind.
Okay. 虽然我们是很简单的就解释这个知足，但是呢，其实这知足呢是我们要有好的行为，就是说我们的心里面要有知足的心。
Okay, similar to that, we have another one.Subhrao. Subhrao means easily supported by others. That means Bhikkhu must be easy to support. If Bhikkhu is very difficult to support, this is also not really very good.
那第八个数字呢是 Subhrao, 它意思就是易护持或是易扶的。那在这里呢，如果比丘是易护持的话就很好，如果不是的话，那信徒就很难护持了。
So, analyze the theory.Sure, this is not along, that one we can reject, no problem. As long as it's aligned, we don't have choice.
那如果有些东西是不允许的，那尊者呢，比丘们他们可以拒绝接受供养。但是如果那个东西呢是允许的，那比丘们是没有选择的，他们可以接受。
So when you offer very little, sometimes when you offer too much, whatever can happen, we might accept. This is called Subhrao.
那有时候呢，信徒会供养一点点，太少；有时候呢，信徒会供养太多。不管是怎么样呢，比丘们都要接受，这就叫做易护持。
Okay, here I should introduce the Buddha teaching. We have to think about Buddha's condition all the time.
在这里呢，尊者要解释关于佛陀的教法，就是说我们时常都要为那个布施者着想，要想他们的状况。
So for example, Dona is very poor, but he's very strong faith. So we should offer a lot, but we have to take care of their condition, so it's very little.
比方说一个布施者他很贫穷，但是他有很强的信心，然后呢，他想要供养很多。那比丘们通常他们就是接受一点点而已。
So sometimes, Brahmins are very rich, but very little faith. They know how very little. We don't ask anything for them.
那有一些布施者呢，他们是很有钱的，但是呢，他们却供养一点点。那比丘们呢，都通常就是不跟他们要求东西。
So donation comes from faith or confidence.Not come from prosperity or the wealthy or poor, right?
那其实呢，供养呢是出自一个信心，出自信徒的信心，它不是依他的富裕或是贫穷来决定的。
So, for example, Jonah prepare many things, visit a Jonah's house, see many different things, ask everything we like, sure, Jonah will be very happy, right?
比方说呢，有些布施者呢，他们准备了很多食物来邀请尊者去他们家做工。那你看到很多的时候，你就会跟布施者说要求很多东西，对吗？当然，他布施者也会很开心。
Okay, we have very clear events that happened at the time of the Buddha, especially in Halloween.
So even they in the Buddha's time?
All of this very clear events, or some even something happened, big events happened at the time of the Buddha, they are all away.
All away. 真的说在佛陀的时候呢, 在 Alawi 有发生一些事情。
Okay, they all have a echo to big, very big and beautiful kuti.
那时候呢, 很多比丘他们想要建很大间的kuti, 疗房。
So every day, they go to the village, ask devotees to work for their monastery, ask them, please do this, do that.
那时候呢，比丘们他们就会去村落里面找布施者，跟他们要求这个，要求那个，叫他们去做这个，做那个。
They also ask for donation. Please offer me woods, bamboo, this and that, many many material.
他们呢也跟村落的人呢要求很多建筑材料，要求木，要求竹子等等。
Finally, all the people were scared of the bhikkhu. When they see bhikkhu behind.
最终呢，所有人都很怕出家众，很怕比丘。当他们看到比丘呢，他们都去躲起来。
So one day, the very well-known Mahathira, Venerable Kassapa, visited Alawi. When he entered the village for Pindapada, all the doors are closed.
那有一天呢，很出名的大迦斯尊者呢，他就去了阿拉维托波。那当他一搭进这个村落的时候呢，所有的村落的人呢，都把门关起来。
Raghuna suspects why this happened. Because whenever he entered Alawi, he only two or three houses, he didn't get enough food. But now, wherever he goes, all the doors are closed. Nobody come out. Fortunately, the one lemon, he realizes the Venerable Mahakasapa, he offered food. Reported all the matter happened in Alawi.
那大迦斯尊者他就觉得很奇怪，到底发生了什么事？因为过去当他去这个村落透过的时候呢，在两三个小时内呢，他都可以拖到食物。可是这一次他一进到村落呢，大家都把门关起来。那后来呢，有一位出名的，他认识大迦斯尊者，那时候他就供养大迦斯尊者，他也把那边的情形报告，所有的情形报告给大迦斯尊者知道。
那大迦斯尊者呢，他也把这些事情告给佛陀。后来呢，佛陀就责备了，就是说比丘们呢，他们不可以跟信徒要求这个要求那个。
而且呢，他们也不可以，如果没有布施者的话呢，他们不可以建很大的寺院。
Then the Buddha also remind the bhikkhu. So what does he explain the bhikkhu? The wealth is very difficult to acquire, very difficult to profit. So why you ask management from devotees?
那佛陀呢，他也提醒，他也解释给比丘众知道说，其实呢，要赚取这些财富呢，要保护这些财富是很难的。那为什么你们要跟信徒们要求这么多东西呢
？So in US, I think it would be easier to arrive compared to Myanmar.
反正来说呢，在美国就是比起这个缅甸的话，大家是比较容易赚到财富呢。
But everywhere is very difficult to protect the property.
但是呢，在每一个地方，其实要保护我们的财富是很难的。
So the Buddha has laid down the rules. Anyway, so here if we say super all, that means we must not ask this and that many different devotees. Finally, they will scale the business.
那这个就是苏巴肉，佛陀就是佛陀也设了这个戒。那苏巴拉的意思也是说，比丘们呢不应该跟信徒要求这个要求那个，这也叫苏巴肉。
So now I think 10:33. Apakicho, having two duties or two responsibilities.
那第九个数字是 apakicho, 就是少事物。
Now this one with the last topic maybe. Okay, apakicho means, actually we all have to know what's the bahukita. What does it mean, many duties or many responsibilities?
那在这里呢，我们应该了解什么叫做事物。
So can be everywhere, even in the monastery or temple, they have many many activities, right? But they don't have time to teach Dharma or teach meditation, that chanting or this ceremony, that ceremony, speaking, conversation, many things, right? So this kind of things are not really recommended by the Buddha.
尊者说呢，很多地方到处很多寺院，你们可以看到，就是说也很多寺院他们会办很多种活动，那他们也没有时间去教信徒们佛法或是禅修，只是大多数的时间就是办活动，然后很多人讲话。那其实呢，这不是佛陀要这不是佛陀要的方式。
So now we have talk about Apakicho, right? All these are the quality of meditator. When we are going to meditate, we must have all these qualities. If we have this kind of quality, we cannot improve.
那刚才尊者已经讲过了，就是知足一个数字嘛，知足亦护持，还有这个少事物。那这些呢，其实都是因为禅修者应当具备的数字。如果没有这样子的数字的话呢，禅修者是很难禅修的。
So here when we talk about apakicho, I have to introduce six da. Then there are six paliwan, and then da. That's why the dhamma called the kamarama da. Okay.
那尊者说呢，今天他要给大家解释六个，他们叫 six da， 因为第一个呢，他叫做 kamarama。Kama Ramata， 因为它每一个字呢，六个巴利文呢，巴利字后面都是它，所以叫做 six 它。
Yeah, Kama Ramata that means delight in worldly activities or many activities. There are many people they are happy with having activities, going here and there, joining these activities, their activities they are happy. Buddha never recommend that kind of thing for meditators.
那第一种呢是 Kamaramata， 它意思呢就是喜欢世俗的活动。然后有一些人呢，他们很喜欢去这里去那里，他们很喜欢参加很多的活动。那这不是佛陀不建议，就是对于禅修者的话呢，佛陀是不建议这样子的。
So the second one is Vatsa Ramata， then you delight in talking.
那第二种呢是 Vasaramata， 它意思就是喜欢讲一些没有意义的谈论。
Then there will be some question, Dhamma discussion. How about Dhamma discussion? It also can be considered as talking a lot or behind talking.
那可能大家会问一个问题，说那关于这个佛法讨论呢？佛法讨论也是在做很多就是说在做很多谈论吗？
So when we say Dharma discussion, we must have a special topic for discussion. For example, today we will discuss this or that, this or that. We must have a topic.
那其实呢，当我们讲这个佛法讨论的话呢，我们要有一个课题，比方说今天我们要讲这一部经这样子。
And similarly, when we are going to talk about meditation, so there might be specific topics, for example, anapanasati, 4 minutes, gatina. We have to discuss only one topic. If we speak a lot, we will get confused.
那同样的，比方说我们今天要讨论禅修的话，我们也要选择一个特别的课题，比方说今天讲露出即念或是世界分别观等，那我们只选一个课题，因为如果说讲太多的课题的话呢，就会变得很混乱。
So as a meditator, if we are going to talk about politics, weather, food, friends, family, short, it will be very long conversation.
如果你是一个禅修者的话呢，那你们要讨论的关于政治、关于这个食物、天气、家庭等等，那你们的交谈，你们的交谈时间就要很长，要说了很长的话，那就不好。
Okay, now the next one, Sanganikaramada, delight in a company or association.
那第三种呢是 Sanganikaramada， 它的意思呢就是喜欢，比较喜欢交际或是应酬等等。
So, this one is also very common meditation center.
那尊者说这个在就是我们的精舍，就是在我们的道场里面呢，这个是很普遍的。
Yesterday I have already said right.We come to meditation center to try attachments, but when we come to meditation center, we attach to our friends, right?
尊者说他昨天有说到，当我们来到禅林的时候呢，其实我们是来去除我们的执着的。但是呢，当我们来到禅林，很多人来到禅林都变得执着朋友，在禅林里面的朋友。
So.Actually, sometimes even some newly ordained CRE or something like that, if they go hand in hand, if I see, I will talk to them. Don't do like this, just only lay back into, or never do like this.
就是说有时候呢，一些刚刚出家的名师们呢，他们都会手牵手一起走。那尊者看到的时候，尊者都会教他们不要这样子做，因为只有在家人才会这样做。
But many times you will not see like this. Holding hands, maybe two people or maybe two people holding hands, if they walk, it's actually not very good location.
就是说呢，有很多的比方说两个比丘或者两个比丘，他们走路的时候都手牵手，就是说这样子不是很好的，看起来都不很好。
So that means we have to overcome attachments.That's right. If we like many associations, many companies, many friends, sure, it will be very obstacle in meditation.
所以呢，其实呢，我们是要去除我们的执着的。但是呢，如果我们很喜欢交际，很喜欢应酬，有很多朋友的话呢，它就会变成我们禅修的障碍。
Then we will.Have to know the solitudes. For example, kaya uveka, bodily solitudes, then we must be alone. If we have many people, we don't have solitudes, then we cannot improve very well.
那尊者说呢，我们还要懂得独处，就是我们的身要独处，要。如果呢，我们跟很多人交往的话呢，我们就没有独处，那我们就很难进步。
So, you know, I have to that one. Sanganikaramada. It's also called like making friends. Come to the monastery, make friends. Approach many people, say greeting, hello, hi, many things, make friends, speak. You have a lot of friends also, you know, many things.
那在这第三个呢，比较喜欢交际。其实这里要讲的就是交友。其实很多人他们来到禅林呢，他们要交很多朋友，然后到处就是说跟到处打交道打招呼说话。那如果你有很多朋友的话呢，你就很难禅修了。
Mostly there are some meditators. they have seen the light, if they cannot improve anymore, I'll ask openly, how many sons do you have?
Yeah. 就是说呢，有些人呢，他们已经有传相了，但是呢，他们的传修还是不能进步。通常尊者就问他们，你们到底有多少个朋友？
If they can improve smoothly, I want to ask this kind of question. If someone stops in one place for a long time, I'll ask, how many sons do you have?
尊者说呢，如果一个学生他能够很顺利的进步的话呢，他就不会问这个问题。但是如果一个学生呢，他停在一个阶段很久了都没有进步，那尊者通常都会问他，你有多少个朋友？
Then the second question will be, do you want to change your kuti?
那第二个问题他会问的是，你要不要换你的kuti呢？
Right.
你的疗房。嗯。
So this is the way. As long as they are very close, they are friends. They cannot meditate. They will keep contact, talking, meditation things, cannot meditate properly, cannot improve anymore. Although they spend 1 year. The 1 year is always that resting time. Not really meditating time.
Okay. 啊，就是说，如果呢，他们跟朋友为什么呢？因为他们如果跟朋友住得很靠近的话，那么他们常常都要交往，常常都要讲话。 这样子呢，他们就不能禅修。就算他们住了一年的话，他们也没有进步。那个一年来说呢，可以说是他们休息的时间，而不是真正禅修的时间。
Okay, the main thing is, yes, any karmata is also very big obstacle. We have two friends, but we have two obstacles. We have three friends, three obstacles. We have many friends, many obstacles.
那就是说呢，这第三点呢，就是喜欢交际呢，其实是很大的障碍来的。如果说你有两个朋友的话，你就有两个障碍；如果你有三个朋友，你有三个障碍；如果你有很多朋友，你就有很多障碍。
So we are also busy, right? Then that point is also called Pabukita, busy.
那就是说呢，我们也会变得很忙，繁忙，对吗？
You know, another one, number four. Nidharamata. That one is very common. Delight in sleeping.
那第四个是 Nidharamata. 他一直喜欢睡觉。
So there are some which they like sleeping too much. That means although they are meditating, then they will lean against the wall and sleep.
就是说，有一些禅修者，他们非常喜欢睡觉。就算他们在禅修的时候呢，他们都要靠在那个墙壁上，然后在那边睡觉。So
there are many ways of delighting in sleeping, right? For example, we have Sriya Sukha. Sriya Sukha means sometimes our bed is very luxurious, right? So very comfortable, enjoying the luxurious bed. This is also called Sriya Sukha. Of course, although we don't really fall asleep, this is also called Sriya Sukha, right? This is also called delight in sleeping.
那就是说呢，睡觉呢也有很多方式的，有一个叫做 Sriya Sukha。比方说，你的床，你有一张很舒适的床，当然你只是躺在那个床享受那个很舒适的床的话，那个也是可以讲说是你喜欢睡觉。就算你没有睡着，只是躺在那边享受你的那个很舒适的床，也算是。
Mostly when we come to foreign country, we have mattress, sometimes like a sofa or very thick sofa like it. Surely when we come to Pao Gaya, we sleep very simple, we don't have mattress.
就是说呢，当我们来到外国的时候呢，通常信徒都会准备很厚的床垫啊，或是沙发。那其实呢，如果你去帕奥看的话呢，我们睡的床呢都是很简单的。
But to avoid that kind of thing, say yes to that, right? If too much luxurious bed, we will lay down for luxury, right? Not really very good.
其实呢，就是为了要避免这个Sriya Sukha，因为当如果你有很舒适的床的话呢，你就会躺下来享受那个舒适的床。
Then we also have now the Pasta Sukha means different sites. For example, there are some meridha. If they lay down on the back, more comfortable, right? There are some people, if they lay down on the left side or right side, more comfortable. According to the condition, they will lay down more, right? When they are lazy, they will lay down on the back or one side or something like that. This is on the Bhagavata Sutta.
那另外一个叫巴萨苏嘎，就是有些人呢，他们喜欢往后躺，就是靠那背；有些人喜欢往左边，有些人也往右边。就是当他们很懒惰的时候呢，他们就会往他们喜欢的那一边倒。这个叫做巴萨苏嘎。
So the most people experience the last one, this Metta Sukha. And although we are awake, we keep close our eyes, just laying down without getting up.Right? Just resting very long time. This is what we call Metta Sukha.
最后一种呢，尊者说最多人有这个最后一个叫 Metta Sukha。他意思是说，其实你是很清醒，你没有睡着，但是你会关着眼睛躺下来，躺了很久，休息了很久的时间，没有起来，这个叫 Metta Sukha。
Okay, anyway, here Metta Ramadhani.Anyone, any kind of laying down for relaxation or for leisure or for drowsy or to cause more drowsiness, maybe for example, anything can be considered as Metta Ramadha.
这四点，第四点呢是 Metta Ramadha 的意思呢，其实也就包括了，如果你躺下来，就是放松，或是你躺下来，因为你要享受那个舒适的床，这一些呢。都属于这个第四点只要你躺下来的话呢你会造成昏沉的话那它就是这个第四点包含在第四点里面。
The next one is bhojane amadanyuta, not moderating your foods.
那第五个呢是 bhojane amadanyuta, 它意思呢就是饮食不节制。
So, all these, contrary to that, was a bodhane matanyuta, moderating your foods. Okay? Now, here I just say, moderate, not moderating your foods. This is also called easy one.
那这个呢，它就是饮食不节制，相对的就是饮食节制。
So, when we accept food also, we have to moderate your foods. We better accept as much as we can consume.
那当我们接受食物供养的时候呢，我们也是要节制，我们只是接受我们能够吃的数量而已。
Then again, when we are going to eat also, we must eat only proper amount of foods or suitable foods.
那还有呢，当我们要吃的时候，吃食物的时候呢，我们也是要吃适合的食物，还有适合的食物，还有适当的数量而已。
So, should be Buddha recommended not to eat until our stomach is full, right? There must be two or three mouthful left over. Then you have to skip eating the last two or three mouthful, or we can reduce the amount.
那佛陀有教导说，不要吃到全饱，意思是说，可能最后的最后第二或是第三口饭呢，我们不要吃。
Sorry, not two or three. The one is just a lot, just a lot of them. Four or five mouthful. No, three. Sorry, four or five mouthful.
就是说，不是四后五口不是两到三口饭，是最后的四到五口饭呢，我们不要吃。
So that means when we are accepting and when we are really eating, so we have to train ourselves moderating in foods.
那意思呢是当我们在接受食物供养还有在我们在用餐的时候呢在吃的时候呢我们都要训练自己就是要饮食节制。
So if we eat too much also we feel drowsy. That's why if we have moderating foods, not that much drowsy.
而且呢，当我们吃的太多的时候呢，我们会有昏沉，所以呢，我们也是要节制我们的饮食，这样子才不会造成昏沉。
For example, sometimes when we are expecting, we cannot moderate in food because many devotees offer food in the bowl. Then, sure, if we reject, they will be happy, right? So we will accept, but later we are going to eat, we have to remove all that we cannot eat, all we shall not eat. We will keep in our bowl, as much as we can consume.
那尊者说呢，有时候呢，嗯，我们也是很难节制的。为什么呢？当我们在托钵的时候，布施者都会把厨余放在钵里面。那个时候呢，我们都要接受。如果我们不接受的话呢，布施者就会不开心。但是过后呢，我们可以在吃之前把，就是我们会选我们适合吃的，还有我们能够吃的食物，我们选择那些食物。那其他食物我们可以取出来。
So.In Algaya, we have donation table. We put tray there, with some bowls there. If we cannot eat, so we can offer there before eating. So it cannot be really left over food before eating is offered. Just bring out whatever thing we can eat. If left is just the remaining food, extra food, or left over food, there will be another plate.
在帕奥查尼呢，有一张桌子，那桌子上通常都会放一些一个大碗，还有大盘子。那在我们吃用那个食物之前呢，我们选我们能够吃和足够的食物。那其他食物我们就可以供养在那个盘或是那个碗上面。一定要在我们吃之前，我们把食物供养出来。那如果是我们吃剩的食物，吃不完的食物呢，它有另外一个地方，我们也可以把食物舍出来。
Okay, we will go to the last one. Indriya su akuta dvata, not controlling or guarding symptoms.
那第六种呢，就是叫做 Indriya su akuta dvata， 它意思就是没有控制或守护根门。
So, then you can imagine if we don't control our eyes, see whatever thing we like, listen to it.We don't control our ear, listen to whatever thing we learn, sure, to a very big distraction when we meditate.
在这里呢，如果说一个人他不控制他的眼门，他喜欢看什么他就看，他想听什么呢他就听的话呢，那他这会变成就是造成他就是会影响他的那个禅修。
Okay, now we have a limited time, right?So to deliberate, I'm going to go to one Mahathira. His name is Pushila.
就是说现在我们时间不大够，所以他现在要讲一个故事，关于一个大长老的故事。他名字叫 Pushila.
So he was very good Dhamma teacher, but not meditation teacher.
他是一个很好的法师，但不是一个禅修导师。
So he had learned all the Buddha teachingVery knowledgeable.
他学习了佛陀所有的教法，他很有知识。
He was very proud of his knowledge.
他也是很对于他的知识呢，他也是感到很骄傲。
The Buddha, knowing his father me, and seeing him call or address him, Dukkha Pottila, Dukkha Pottila, the meanUseless Pottila,
Useless Pottila. 那佛陀呢？佛陀知道他的波罗蜜啊，佛陀常常都是这样子叫他，叫他 Dukkha Pottila 的意思是说没用的 Pottila， 没有用的 Pottila。
You can imagine him who was he was very proud of his knowledge. Now the Buddha say, Useless Pottila, Useless Pottila.
那他对于他所有的知识呢，他都感到很骄傲呢。那你可以想象，当佛陀教他没有用的波提拉，他的感受。
Maybe I say it a little bit more, right? But the moment he came to see the Buddha, he said, Hi, this is Pottila. Are you coming? When he's going to leave, what are we say goodbye, right? Hi, this is Pottila. Are you leaving?
比方说呢， 当他来见佛陀的时候呢，佛陀就会跟他说：“哦，您用的波提拉，你来了吗？”那当他要走的时候呢，佛陀就会跟他说：“没用的波提拉，你要走了吗？”佛陀就会这样跟他说。
Then he realized, oh, the Buddha dislike my lifetime. He was busy with teaching, learning all the time, no meditation. Moreover, he was very proud of his knowledge.
后来呢，他知道，因为他知道佛陀不喜欢他这样子的生活方式，因为他都是忙于教学啊学习，但是他就是没有禅修，所以佛陀不喜欢他这样子的方式。
So then he also can learn many languages. This is also the problem, right? But another problem.He also see many teachers. Many teachers means go to one, many bhikkhus, one place monastery. There are many bhikkhus, they can meditate very well. All of them can teach meditation.
那时候呢，他就去了一个很大的寺院，然后在那个寺院呢，很多比丘呢，他们的禅修都很好，他们都可以教导禅修了。他就去见他们。
He approached very senior scholar, the oldest monk, the closest to his meditation, but the oldest monk rejected. Just go to second senior.
那时候呢，他就去找了最年长的比丘教他禅修，但是他年长的比丘呢，他拒绝了这个波提拉，他叫他去第二位比丘那里学习。
They thought that Buddha is he was very proud of his knowledge. Then we have to make him humble first. That's why humble was the second senior. Second senior was humble was the third senior. Finally, among the 100 bhikkhus, Guru Sumo, 10 years or something like that.
那因为呢，他们知道波提拉他，因为他很有知识，所以他很骄傲。那为了要让他变得谦虚呢，他们就不要教导他，就是从第一个长者呢，他就会推到第二个比丘，推到第三个，到最后呢，他们把他推到最后一个小沙弥，七岁的小沙弥，让他去跟小沙弥学佛。
Then, since he was a very young samurai, he cannot bow down.But he just joined his hand and please teach meditation.
那因为他是长者，那沙弥他才七岁，所以他不能顶礼沙弥，他只是合掌，然后跟小沙弥说，请你教我禅修。
The Sami Ra say very simple things. Let's see. That is an answer. In which that is too cold.A little go into anhill. Then a little hunter went to cut it. Then he was close, five doors, five holes. He just wait in one hole, open. Then he's going to come up from the hole, cut it, you will get it.
那这个小沙弥他给了一个很简单的指示，一个教导。他说，比方说有一个蚂蚁丘，这蚂蚁丘有六个洞，那有一只蜥蜴进去了这个蚂蚁丘。那如果有人他想要抓这只蜥蜴的话呢，他要怎么做呢？他把五个洞盖起来，然后在最后一个洞那边等待，那个蜥蜴一定会从那里出来，所以他就抓到那只蜥蜴
了。Then you have to close five doors, open one door. He got the answer. Okay, never mind. Then he just meditate. Soon he also attained answer.
所以那时候呢，波提拉他就明白了，我应该守护，我应该关掉我的五个门，然后呢，只有一门只有一门。然后呢，他明白了，他就很好的禅修。然后他很努力的精进的禅修，过后呢，他也证得阿罗汉道果。
So in brief, we can understand the upper picture, right? Upper picture, then very few duties, I mean, if we are busy with many duties, then what are the never prayed? What are taking our commands? So if, as a meditator, we must have very little responsibility, only for our survival. We must not have any extra duties. Okay.
就是刚才解释这个第九个数字，阿佛提丘，就是少事物。少事物的意思呢，就是说我们不应该有太多的事物，太多的责任。因为佛陀呢，他不赞叹，他不建议禅修者有太多的责任。如果我们的责任呢，只需要生存而已，而不是拿取很多多余的其他的责任。
Okay, so now today, nearly 11 o'clock. Other than that, question and answer, right? Question and answer. Okay. Okay, now already 11 now, right? Now 10:34 now. Okay, so is there any question?
Sure. So the benefit of chanting
that sutta. Okay. Now you don't hear the question, right? Metta sutta is for advanced meditator. So find second how is the benefit, right?
Correct.
Okay. Okay, this is the question.
Metta sutta is for advanced meditator.
Yeah. If we chant.
Yeah. What will be the benefit? 他的问题是说，这慈心呢，它其实是给比较高级的禅修者学习的。那但是如果我们诵这部慈心的经的话呢，我们会得到什么利益？
So the Buddha delivered Metta Sutta for two purposes. The first one is for protection. The other one is for meditation. So when you chant, is protection. If we meditate, if we can really meditate, it becomes meditation. Okay? So that if we chant, it's protection. Okay?
佛陀教导这部慈心呢，它有两个目的的。首先呢是保护，还有禅修。那如果说我们诵这部慈心的话呢，它是为了保护。那如果是我们散播慈心的话呢，它就变成是禅修了。
Regarding the alms round, the food left over or the ones that have not been eaten, and then you offer it to like the monastery that I have experienced, I went sometimes, and they feed it with pearls, and the whole place is filled with pearls.
Actually, this is not very good habit.
No.
We are not allowed. Right? Even in power to ask you, we notice. We have many, everywhere notice. Don't feed for a chicken, one chicken. Don't feed four. Don't eat dog.
Nothing.
Sure, it was fine the nature of the
So the Buddha, does he ever talk in politics? I know he talked about the how to live, you know, like for married people, married couple.
Okay. Wait, give me the other question.
The first one, she said that after for the alms food, the leftover, if it's not eaten, offered to the squirrel.
Yeah.
Offered to the squirrel. Is it suitable?
Yeah.
第一个问题呢，就是他说关于托钵的食物，就是说还没有吃的或是吃剩的食物，如果说比丘们拿去供养给有些寺院，他们拿去舍给一些松鼠吃，这是适合的吗？ 就是说，这不是一个很好的习惯，因为其实是不允许的。比方说，在八道禅林的话呢，比丘们是长修者或者比丘们都不可以喂狗、喂野鸡、 等等，而且呢，它也会破坏那边的自然环境。
Okay, now the second question is that we'll talk about politics.
Politics, yeah.
Okay. Marriage age and general daily life, eh? Daily life, okay.
The second question is did Buddha talk about politics?
Politics
and
marriage
general,
and marriage, general and daily life.
General daily life topic. Topic.
Yeah.
他的问题是佛陀有没有谈，就是谈论关于政治或是日常生活的课题。
Okay, now for politics, when alone, okay, then for example, the Buddha will say the non-determination of a country. If we do maintain our country.How can we rule a revolution so we have? Whatever says that kind of thing. Right? Very small, only 7 cents, whatever says that. Then, what about middle age, for example, right? There are many, many, many things about middle age. Okay, later I'm going to say
that. 关于这个政治的话，佛陀有讲一点点，比方说一个国家它应该有什么样的条规设什么样的条规，这样子它的国家才会衰败。佛陀有讲七种东西，就讲七个课题。那关于这个婚姻的话，孙子也会解释。
So, for example, in Manala Sutta, Sutta Dhara Sanghaho.Cherishing or supporting wife and children. What is the one, right?
尊者说呢，在吉祥经里面有提到说，要就是要保护，要支持，照顾自己的妻子和孩子们。
Then, in Anguttara Nikaya, the Buddha will talk about four types of couples.
那在《生智部》里面呢，尊者佛陀也有讲到四种夫妇。
So that means, for example, wife is a divine being, husband is a hell being. Do you contrast with it? Husband is a divine being, wife is a hell being. Both of them are hell being, both of them are divine being. According to their morality, both of them say that kind of thing.
比方说呢，佛陀有讲，先生呢是天人，太太是地狱众生，或是呢，先生是地狱众生，太太是天人，或是呢，两个都是天人，或是呢，两个都是地狱众生。佛陀有讲这样的四类的夫妻。
Okay. Then Buddha also say many other things. For example, seven types of wives, for example, right? Like motherly wives, friendly wives, or something like that.
那佛陀也有讲，比方说七种妻子，比方说一个妻子她如同母亲，或者如同一个朋友，他要讲七种。
Then this is just for marriage, right? Then moreover, when we study Singhalawada Sutta, the Buddha will explain many, many duties and responsibilities of wife and husband, children and parents, teacher and students, bhikkhus and devotees, among the friends, particular friends, particular friends.Has the video of plan many many things there. Okay.
还有呢，当我们学这个《辛格拉沃达经》的话呢，佛陀也有讲，比方说妻子丈夫跟妻子的责任，孩子跟父母的责任，老师跟学生，比丘跟信徒的责任，或是朋友，比方说好的朋友、不好的朋友，朋友的责任是怎么样的，佛陀也有解释。
Okay.
还有雇主跟雇员的关系也是佛陀也有解释。
Okay.
Question.
session yesterday, I asked about the six options.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not mentality, materiality.
Mm.
If one is just the Dhamma object is Chitta, Japasika, Rupa, Nibbana. But Chitta and Japasika are mentality.
Mm-hmm.
So how could it be six objects is not materiality and other mentality? That was included.
Okay. For example, sometimes you can remember your anger. Right? You can remember your anger also. You can also remember your kusala in the past. Right? You can remember your happiness in the past. This is a mentality. When you recall in your mind, it will appear. It's invisible, you cannot see it. You cannot hear it. You cannot smell, you cannot taste, you cannot touch. But you can think, you can recall. It becomes object. Not only recollection, sometimes, for example, divine, take the power to see other people's minds, reading other people's minds, to other objects. Okay? Okay.
And then her question was yesterday she asked about the six objects, about the Dhamma object.
Yeah. Okay.
In the Dhamma, the Chitta Chitta Sita. So she wanted, she asked Bandi to explain about the Chitta Chitta Sita.
Yeah, why Chitta is the object?
It's an object. Why is the object?
Mentality
cannot be
object, right?
Yes. Okay. 昨天呢，他有问了一个问题，关于就是这个我们有眼耳鼻舌身的所缘，还有一个就是法所缘。法所缘里面包括了金心所涅槃那个微细的设法还有那个概念。那个心心为什么它是一个心的目标是什么？那就是说，比方说你记起以前你曾经有过的嗔心，或是过去呢你所造过的善业很开心。那如果你在心里面想起这一些的话呢，他们也可以属于是法所缘，但就是说，不过呢，尊者说他这个不是只是意念而已。比方说，如果一个人他有他心通的话，当他可以去知道别人的心的时候，那个心里面的那个目标也是一个所缘，他不只是意念而已。
Okay, and then.
Bhante has mentioned there is also lava in month. So when we offer anything, is it only in the mind that lava and then nothing triggers after that?
That means when we offer something to the orange button, okay? Mm-hmm. That means to orange button means?
No. Everyone.
Okay. Vehicle there.
Lava.
Lava, yeah, sure.
Sure. So how do they practice? Only in the mind?Nothing. I know
law
can be either good or bad, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We cannot say good or bad. So actually, for the sila morality, this also actually subtitan law, subtitan beliefs. So the dhana also, if there's too much attachment to material, we cannot offer. If we're going to offer, we must have attachment to it. So
So, Dhyana also, Tivavakam, Lobha. Right? So, when we attain Satavana also, we still have Lobha, right? But Sakarayos are still Lobha. But Anagami, they don't have attachment to sensual pleasure. They have only one Lobha to be the one in Brahma words. Very subtle Lobha, not very broad, very, not very strong. Right? I have no Lobha anymore, right? So how to handle that means? We have to do, or if we like something, right? Try to offer the one. Right? Or maybe we can try to not do parties or not to buy anything. You save money also, right? Money is very powerful, you can also save money. Right? Okay.
那尊者说呢，当我们有戒的话，我们帮我们持戒的话，戒本身它也帮我们减低或减少我们的这个贪。那比方说布施，布施也是，如果说我们对某个东西很执着的话，我们就不会做布施。那其实如果我们做布施的话，也可以帮助我们减少我们的贪。那定也是，如果我们禅修的话呢，它也可以帮助我们越过我们的这个贪，去除我们的贪。 那当一个人他证得出果恶果的时候呢，他还是会有贪的心。那当他证了三果的时候呢，他基本上就除了他对于欲乐呢是已经没有贪着了，但是呢他还有一个很微细的贪心，他要投身到三边界去。那当他证得出果阿罗汉的时候呢，他就没有贪了。所以呢，尊者说，比方说，如果我们很喜欢某一样东西的时候呢，我们尽量就把它供养出去，这样子。 还有呢，尽量不要买很多东西，这样子我们可以减少我们的贪。而且呢，如果我们不买的话呢，我们又不用花钱，我们可以省很多钱。嗯
，OK， 这样。
Because Lobha is using a negative connotation. So actually, for the monks and bhikkhus, you know, should be some desire to change the word.
Okay. So, okay, we can still use Lobha, no problem. That means we have acceptable Lobha and unacceptable Lobha. Here will be the difference. For now, to survive, we have to do something. But to earn money, this is acceptable Lobha, no problem. If we have unacceptable Lobha, that means because you are earning, if many people have to suffer, this is improper Lobha. Okay.
Another question.
Oh, wait,
come later. I didn't question. I
the question is
really
about Lobha, right? We see, for all in person, we see you chant that, something like that. So, this is the hard question.
Okay. 就是他的问题就是说，这个关于这个贪呢，对于这个出家人，可能我们不要用这个贪这个字，我们用欲，chant。 那尊者说，对，其实呢，这个贪有可以接受的贪跟不能接受的贪。比方说，如果为了要生存的话，我们需要赚钱，那这一种贪呢，我们叫做可以接受的贪。但是呢，如果为了要赚钱，你要伤害很多人，让很多人受苦的话呢，那这一种贪叫做不能接受的贪。
Expectation is a form of suffering. It's a true statement.
Expectation
is a form of suffering.
Actually, expectation also looks similar to Lobha. Lobha, right? So that means, for the now, if we just expect impossible things, trust to suffering, we can expect positive things, not the much Lobha.
那他的问题呢，就是期望也是一种苦。尊者说，其实期望这个字呢，它跟贪也是有相似。那如果我们期望一些不可能的东西呢，那我们就要受苦；如果我们期望一些可能的东西呢，我们就不用受苦。Okay,
then any other question?
Last question.
Okay. Just more question. Okay.
The Arahant, they eradicate defilement, disease. What they do, have to suffer from?
So,
I just want to
clarify.
Yes.
Okay. So, and then you have that, right? Okay.
And then her question is, for Arahant, they already eradicated their defilements and disease, but they still have some past karma not eradicated. So she just wanted to cry like this.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. 她的问题就是说, 比如 Arahant, 他们已经去除了他们的烦恼还有他们的戒限, 但是呢, 他们还有一些过去的业, 还没有去除, 她只是要澄清这一点。
Alright, yeah, come with that, we can say undo, right? Right? And our karma, no undo. Okay?
Still have this one, and still
have five relations.
And the last question is...
他真的说呢,在电脑里面呢,我们可以undo,就是 我们做过的东西我们可以去除掉,但是呢,业呢,是我们不能去除的。
Okay then?
And the last question is, Balanda, Manu, and Nama, is that the same?
Balanda?
Balanda, Balanda, Nama, and Manu.
Manu?
Yes. Is that one meaning or three different meanings?
Okay.
Because it's all related to Manu.
Okay, so that means if we say Balanda, actually this is not. Okay, this is a process free, or they are free from mental process. It doesn't mean they're mental process, right? If we say nama, you say nama in the middle, right? Nama, if we say nama, nama will cause chitta and chitta, both. If we say mano, it can only chitta, not chitta. Okay?
First one is Bhavanga, right?
Yes, Bhavanga.
So, 他的问题是三个巴利文, 一个叫做 Bhavanga, 一个叫 Nama, 一个Nano, 他们的意思。 那真的说 Bhavanga是就是, 它是属于, the 心路过程, 意思就是不在心路过程里面。 然后呢, Nama的意思呢, 就是它包括了心跟心所。 Mano的意思呢, 是它只是心, 它不包括心所。
Okay, now, do my share my
right?
Idame Bunyan,
Idame
Bunyan,
Idame
Bunyan, Okay, so in the afternoon, 1:30 again, right?
1:30
again. Okay. So also after 1:30 do?
2:30 by. So the first session is 1 hour.
Uh-huh.
And then I take a half hour break.
Again?
Yesterday.
Same yesterday. Okay. So.
Okay.